Okay, and we're back for another episode of the Investors Think podcast. My name is Taylor Jackson. If you guys have been following me on Instagram, I run an account called Investors Think on Instagram, obviously. But if you guys been tuning in, I posted an anchor, a podcast last week, just explaining the reason why I created the account and a little bit about my backstory and my experience of trading and investing. So today I just wanted to talk about a different topic today that's been on my mind recently. So I get a lot of questions on Instagram, like every day, daily, maybe about like 30 to 40 questions a day, just from people all over the world who are just interested in trading and investing itself. And like, I don't mind. I like to answer as many questions as possible. I feel like I'm offering like value and, you know, my knowledge, and I want to help people out. I want to inspire people to get into investing itself. But the common trend or common questions that I get kind of relate to this experience that overall that I feel like the market itself represents, you know. So what I mean by that, it's like the difference between smart money and dumb money. Now, if you're new into investing in Wall Street itself, these terms are very common. A lot of people don't know what this is. But, you know, for the definition, smart money is basically money that's bedded or invested by people who have knowledge or experts. And people who would fall under this umbrella would be like, you know, institutions, big money institutions, you know, hedge funds, investment banks, ETFs, and all types of large financial vehicles that are in the market daily. Now, dumb money is really the complete opposite. It's more of the retail side of trading, you know, the regular Joe Schmo with the trading account, the Robinhood account, or E-Trade. And, you know, when I've been getting all these questions in my DMs, it kind of relates to the dumb money. And I'm not trying to say I'm trying to, like, offend anybody, but dumb money is just like people who are just chasing all the wrong things, you know, and the smart money is taking advantage of the dumb money. They kind of need to coexist with each other in the market itself. And for example, you know, I'll break it down a little bit and I'll kind of explain what I'm talking about. So a real quick example would be like the Trump election. Okay, so when Donald Trump won the election, but right before Donald Trump won the election, the media portrayed like this landslide that Hillary Clinton was gonna win, and it was the complete opposite. But the media made it seem like, you know, Donald Trump was gonna lose. Now, there was a lot of people on the wrong side of the trade with Hillary, and they lost a lot of money, and they got completely shocked. So dumb money basically is just following the media too much and then just following conflict of interest. And you need to figure out ways to benefit and like separate yourself from the conflict of interest, and it will make you a way better trader. And if you're not a slave to the media and like things that are just chasing, you don't want to chase when you're investing. You want to be self-efficient. So thanks for listening. I want to do this a little bit more like every week, but stay tuned for next week and I'll talk about something else.